Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Yidstock, the Festival of New Yiddish Music, is back in person this summer, bridging the best in klezmer and new Yiddish music to the stage at the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, Massachusetts. Yidstock features concerts, discussions, and readings, and takes place at the Yiddish Book Center from July 7th through the 10th. Yidstock Artistic Director Seth Rogovoy, author of The Essential Klezmer, A Music Lover's Guide to Jewish Roots and Soul Music, and a WAMC commentator and contributor, is here to tell us more, along with Lisa Newman, Yiddish Book Center's Director of Publishing and Public Programs. Good morning to you both. Welcome. How are you?
Good
morning, Joe.
Well, it's a delight to have you both here. Lisa, let us begin with you of what it's like to be back and how it was in planning this particular wonderful festival.
In a word, very exciting. It was really nice to be able to go back to the archives and pull out all of the organizational charts that get us through Yidstock each year, and really exciting to be in contact with many of the performers as Seth's putting this together, and it's, you know, great to know that they'll be back on the stage here. They're as excited as we are, as are all the festival goers.
Seth, what was it like to bring the bands back together again?
Yeah, you know, it's, I don't know how time works, but I think it's been 3 years since we've been together. And not only that, but we've been waiting to celebrate Yidstock's 10th anniversary for a number of years, and now finally we can do it this year. So all that's very exciting. And since it's our 10th anniversary, and since it's our first time live in 3 years, you know, we've assembled a terrific lineup featuring a lot of, I guess, the greatest hits from over the years, fan favorites, as well as a few Yidstock debuts, which is pretty much what it's like every year.
Yidstock is happening July 7th through the 10th, and we're going to go over some of the highlights, but you can see the entire schedule by going to the website, which is yiddishbookcenter.org. I will give out that URL at the end of the segment as well. So, Seth, for you, when you look at the lineup and the concert schedules, and I know they are all your children, but what really are the highlights and the excitement that you have in presenting to us this morning?
Well, they are indeed all my children, so let's just start with that. I don't have a favorite because I don't want them to all start, you know, getting jealous of each other.
Dad but, always liked you best.
Exactly, that kind of thing. You know, there's so much to be excited about. We have a debut of someone who we've been wanting that to have for years, and that's the very first concert on Thursday, July 7th at 8 o'clock. Is Cantor Yaakov Yanky Lemmer, who'll be performing with a band put together by Frank London of the Klezmatics. And it will be a combination of old-time cantorial music, Yiddish theater music. Yanky has just an amazing voice, and it's not like we're going to synagogue. It's like synagogue's coming to us. And it won't only be religious music. It will be really a contemporary take on all this music. He's got a terrific voice. I actually saw him perform at Carnegie Hall a few years ago. That's how
wonderful,
world-renowned he is. So that's very exciting.
What else?
Also, on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, Michael Winograd, who's a clarinetist who's been at Yidstock many times in many different iterations with his own groups, with other bands, he's coming with his band called the Honorable Mention, as in Mensch, and he's got a brand new album out, and so this will be an album release concert. It's called the Early Bird Special, and what Michael does is really so exciting. You know, there was a period in time where klezmer kind of peaked in the mid to late 1950s, and it started to go in a direction which actually incorporated modern jazz a little bit. And then that was, that lasted just for a couple of years. And then with the onset of the 1960s, for multiple reasons that I can't get into here, klezmers were sort of dormant for until the mid-70s, when there began this klezmer and Yiddish music revival. Well, what Michael's done is, because that last little bit of klezmer in the 50s was so musically exciting and interesting, and in a way foreshadowed what's happening, you know, in the 1980s, 90s, up till today, is he's gone back to that aesthetic, that combining klezmer with big band and bebop kind of music, and with a contemporary twist. So it's very exciting. I'm very excited to hear this new project of Michael Winograd's.
One of the other things, of course, a big part of this, and why we have the director of publishing and public programs with us as well, Lisa, is what you, a lot of talks and readings available as well. And I mean, that's always been a part of Yiddstock. And so tell us some of the highlights in that realm.
Thanks for asking. Yes. I mean, we introduced talks and some workshops as Yiddstock began to evolve all those many 10 years ago, because there were so many people who were here for the four-day festival. So the talks are really a range of talks which give you insights into sort of the overall history of klezmer and its evolution, which Seth will be presenting. Hank Esnetsky, who is, to most people who know anything about klezmer or New Yiddish music, know Hank is, and he'll be talking a lot about the Hasidic Nagunim at his talk, and also demystifying cantorial music of the Golden Age in another talk, both of which I think are exciting because, as is the case with all of the programming at Yiddstock, from the concerts to the talks, it really introduces the idea of the roots of Yiddish into the evolution and the continuum of all of this music, whether it's in the form of the Nagunims, the cantorial music, or the jazz, and some of the more techno stuff. It's really exciting to begin to contextualize through these talks what the music has been, where it's come from, and where it's going. And also, of course, really intimate conversations with some of the musicians in conversation with Seth always presents some interesting information about where these musicians came from, where they're going, and also how their work relates to aspects of Yiddish culture.
And Seth, I would assume for the musicians, it's really special in many cases to get back to some sense of normalcy when it comes to performing.
Yes, absolutely. I've been in touch with them all. And, you know, although we've been planning this now for almost a year, you know, we never really knew for sure what the situation was going to be like. But now things look good. We're going ahead. We've got lots of interest. Some concerts are even sold out. And, yeah, it's not only that, you know, musicians are happy to be performing again live, which, of course, they are, and they are doing all over the place. But also in the particular case of Yiddstock, it's, you know, behind the scenes, it's a real musician's hang and a real case of musicians sharing with each other what they're doing. And what that will result in, and it results in every year, is that although you see the schedule, you buy a ticket to a particular concert or a concert pass for the weekend, you never know. You know who the headliner is, but you never know who else you're going to see on stage. And that's what's so beautiful and exciting, because, you know, everybody's there together. And it's like, well, hey, you want to join us for a song, or you want to join us for three songs, or for the entire set? So you always get something extra. There's always a surprise involved. And often it's a surprise to me. I don't even know what's going to happen.
Thank you for saying that, Seth. I was going to say the same. We're sometimes standing in the back of the performance hall and thinking, ooh, didn't know that was about to happen.
Yiddstock, takes place July 7th through the 10th at the Yiddish Book Center. You can find out more by going to yiddishbookcenter.org, yiddishbookcenter.org, featuring concerts, discussions, and readings. Seth Rogovoy is the Yidstock Artistic Director. Lisa Newman is the Director of Publishing and Public Programs. Lisa and Seth, best to you. Congratulations on putting together another beautiful festival. I hope you have a wonderful time, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Many thanks and best
to you.
Be well. Thank you. YiddishBookCenter.org for more information. We'll be back with Sari Botten right after this.